Hi everyone, this is Jeanette Lollier. I'm here with Derek Jackson. We're two of the co-executives for the UUMA, and we're here to talk about a trip that both of us recently took. Each of us went abroad for different reasons. I popped over to the UK to be the UUMA representative to the British Unitarian Ministerial Fellowships Fall Conference. And Derek went to a conference in Prague, Leading into the Future, a conversation on global UU. Theological education and lay leadership. And as when we got back, we started chatting and realized there was a lot to talk about internationally, and maybe you would like to know a little bit about it as well. So we're going to take the next 20 minutes or so, half an hour, and just kind of talk about our experiences and maybe chat about some shared themes that we're seeing internationally and share it with our membership. So, Derek, why don't you start and we'll just ping pong.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jeanette. So at the Leading into the Future conference, it was meant to be a time of exploration about what is needed to lead our faith in the future from a global perspective. And we focused a bit around the cultural needs and the geographical needs that are the same and different. In our conversations, and we also talked a bit about the resources that we carried, and then to really the huge piece of this was using small group and large group conversations to imagine what could be, with the ideas that we're not going to have all the answers, and we didn't come up with answers, but we came up with a lot of ideas and questions to move forward. We had a great keynote presentation by Bayo Akomolafe, who is a educator from the Yoruba tradition, and he really gave us a perspective around using story to think about how we are engaging the current time and to really be able to reflect on that work. And then we also had a panel of international leaders and educators who shared a bit from their perspective of how they see the where Unitarian Universalism and Free Church traditions are moving, and to start seeding some questions for us to consider as we move forward in thinking where might we be in the next 5 to 10 years. How about you, Jeanette?
So I went to Great Hucklow, which was off in just outside of Sheffield in the UK, and this to the Ministerial Fellowship Conference, which has been in existence probably as long as the Ministerial Fellowship has existed. And the UUMA has sent representative for just as many years as long as I've been here. Someone has gone to the Ministerial Fellowship. So this is not a new conference. And it's very similar to my experience was that it was very similar to what a UUMA chapter gathering might be. Workshops, shared worship, a business meeting, time for collegial connection, shared leisure experiences. They play a mean game of Bananagrams late at night after all the work is done. Really, really wonderful, beautiful collegial connection. There were great workshops. The workshops were implications of AI, not just in the ministry, but in society in general, and what the church's position, possible positions might be in the growing movement of AI. The power of journaling for personal and ministerial work, the power of music and singing in services, the relationship between professional musicians and the ministerial staff came up a couple times. And of course, every year they have greetings from the UUMA, which I was happy to do this time. And they included an odyssey from one of their more respected, well, they're all respected, but one of their retired members. There were about 30, 25 or 30 folks in attendance, both retired and active, mostly in parish ministries, but there were a few folks there that were not in active service right now. There were also students and interns in preparation for the ministry. And the conversations were, it was really beautiful for me to see how colleagues there really were a mirror to colleagues, to my experience of colleagues here in the US as well. The conversations were very similar. What kind of resources? How can we not recreate the wheel? How can some people are doing this great work here? How can we do it as well? There were questions that came up during our conversations during the UUMA sharing there about pulpit exchange. What happened to, we used to exchange pulpits all the time. And I guess as I'm come to understand it, the visa rules in the UK have changed greatly since Brexit. So it's a little bit more difficult to do it, but there's a great desire and interest in pulpit exchange, whether that be for a full season or for independent and intermittent opportunities. They also came up what's happening with the ICUU. I was able to say, well, Derek's going to be there next time. Next, and actually these dates were like overlapping. It was almost this, in the same week because a few people who would normally be at the conference were in Prague. They've created recently a new-ish, I think it's probably 2 years old, a code of a collegial covenant with each other, code of ethics, and they did use the UUMA kind of as a guide and in the creation of this. And now they're turning a lot of their attention towards building a and strengthening a collegial support system. Very looks very much like the reimagining of our good offices system with right relations and such. There were a lot of conversations throughout the conference about right relationship, naming when things didn't go well, and how, bringing things out into the air and talking them through. And it was really encouraging to see that work being done in a different setting. So that was my time there. So just hearing you talk and thinking about my own experience, it seems like there are a lot of common threats happening. Yeah.
Definitely. We also talked about resource sharing in our conversations, and in thinking about how do we share the things that people are developing, and how things might need to be adjusted for different cultures and communities, but that we don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time, that we can build off of each other. And so how do we create ways to support that? And also thinking about how do we start to articulate our theology? What is a common base that we can work from, to so that we can have those conversations where we're meeting, that we're not having to just question. So, what do you how are you interpreting, or how are you engaging this faith? But actually, really have that sort of common kind of core that we know we're moving into as we talk. And we did actually talk about the next steps of the ICUU, which they're envisioning a UU and Free Church Global Network is how they've titled it. And it's kind of a be an online platform of creating ways of connection across the globe, for resource sharing and learning and leadership development, and supporting all the different communities that exist and how they manifest in different ways. So it's kind of exciting to kind of hear how they're looking at doing that in such a global level of really connecting. And it seems a lot of what I heard from what you're talking about is, as the our British colleagues to build some of those relationships and connections, between the US and British and the UK, that there's also, we're thinking about what are the relationships that can happen across the world, and how can we start to do some of those connections and sharing and relationship building, so that we're all supporting the work that we're doing in many different ways.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about the role of the UUMA. Now, when I leave the US, I try to be very careful, and I was grateful, Derek, that you reminded me, Jeanette, you're a fixer. Make sure you listen more than you fix. So I actually was very forthright when I got there and said, "Hey, I'm a fixer, but I'm here to listen and, not to come and solve all your problems, as many Americans have the one and right perfect way to do, right?" So as we approach these international conversations, I constantly have to remind myself that we're partners. And because our mission is to call forth these transformative ministries, there must be a place for us to do something here and to support these colleagues. So I wonder if maybe we should talk about that, because it did. Yeah, what are your thoughts about that?
I think it is a kind of important work, and I spend a lot of time thinking about kind of the way we support, and also recognizing that the role of minister is different, or it doesn't even exist in some communities, and some are it is lay led, and that is actually fits better within their cultural workings. I mean, some places there's no way that they're going to be able to afford to be to gain the minister education that we have here in the US. I mean, that's not even a conceivable possibility. And so I did have a wondering, how do we support, is there a place for us to support some of those leaders or these sharing and resources that might be helpful? But one thing that a conversation that I started was thinking about, how can we, maybe do some more relationship building across the world, and conversations between UUMA members and other places. And idea was maybe doing some small group conversations to just get people to talk to one another and kind of see what they're doing, which also moves it out of a model of trying to we're trying to go in, be the helping different cultures do things, but let's just be in a space that we're just actually talking about what we're doing and learning from another, and then seeing how, what that leads us to build going from that. So that's one of the ideas I'm really excited about, the idea of doing is really building these conversations together,
Yeah,
and
and
moving
that's
forward.
interesting, because the one commitment I made, because I met Kate Dean, who was at one point an associate member of our group, and we had our we put our heads together, and because Kate is also a, she said, "I'm also a fixer, so let's each identify one thing we can do so that we feel good about being fixers." And that's what my commitment is, to stay in touch, because so often we land and we share our news, we listen to what's happening, and then nothing happens for another 12 months until a new person lands, shares their news, and here's what's happening. So we're just going to try and keep the communication open, which in with everyone's, that's probably another commonality across the globe. No one has lots of free time, and everyone has lots of commitments. So just finding a time to meet and is quite challenging. I did want to say a number of people expressed interest in membership in the UK. So I'm going to continue that conversation with them to see what might be appropriate. We're in a new kind of really a new it's another new day at the UUMA. And now that we're in, not only now that we have so many more virtual services, so many of our programs can be accessed kind of on demand or via Zoom or other technology, that participation from there's a young minister doing great work, and she said, I'm always doing work after the kids are asleep, and that would be a perfect time to connect with colleagues in the States. So let's talk." So there are a lot of there's that kind of interest, and it got me thinking. And I shared one exciting thing at the UUMA that I think is still under development, and I'm not sure it's helpful it's fully developed to be of help yet. But as our non-geographic chapters are forming and becoming stronger, they might be places for ministers in other parts of the world who share those identities who may not have that kind of support in their home communities just because the numbers are smaller in these communities, that those non-geographic chapters, as they become stronger, there were a number of ministers identifying with different disabilities, neurological and neurodivergent, I'm sorry, and we're really excited to hear about our disabled ministers chapter, that there might be a place for them to talk with people who share that identity and are doing the similar work. So that was kind of, so that's my commitment, is to stay in conversation and to talk individually to discern when a membership might be helpful and when it might just be another maybe not be appropriate at this moment. So
Great. And we are committed. In September, we held some conversations with both with some of our members who are abroad, but also with the different ministerial organizations across the globe. This starts some conversations. And one of the things that we talked about was that, maybe it would be good to have conversations, like have a topic and just have just talk about something and just start to build some of those relationships and conversations, like, maybe a couple times a year, just to have like a forum of conversation where people can just talk about, an important issue that has come up, just so that we can continue to feel out kind of how we engage, and then see how that some other things that might manifest from there, and also just recognizing that there is a role that UUMA can do with our colleagues who are living abroad, and we're still, I think, looking at all the different ways that might manifest, but we're, being intentional about recognizing that that it can be helpful to have places of connection for those who are all over the world and might not necessarily be able to connect with a particular chapter, but maybe there is a way of connecting people together so that they can continue to have collegial connection, fellowship, accountability within when they're in a when they're away from the US or Canada and thinking different ways.
Oh, thank you for naming Canada as a continental organization, and our folks in Mexico. That also came up because I was sharing how the Canadian chapter, it does dual work as a chapter of the UUMA, but also as the UU Ministers of Canada as a distinct organization. What I'm hearing as a underlying is, while making connections and having these conversations, staying aware of our own capacities too, because we are very well-meaning, but sometimes we want to keep tabs on our capacity as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I think Melissa, our third colleague, Melissa Carville-Zimmer, is going to continue working with Alicia Ford in the international office to continue those conversations started in September around not only just for the UUMA colleagues abroad, but the larger conversation that you were in Prague. Well, I think this has been a good 20, 25-minute talk. And anything else you want to say before we go?
I am glad that we are move or being aware of the international the complexities of the international context, and really paying attention to that, because I think that international awareness does impact who we are and our understanding, and we need to be in more conversation and not isolate ourselves as kind of the only presence of Unitarian and Universalism in the world.
Great last word. Terrific. Bye bye, everyone.
Bye.